Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my short little episode to talk about a topic I enjoy and also read out some gratitudes from the 1% Good Club. If it's your first time here today, thanks for tuning in. Please make sure you go and hit that like and subscribe button. It actually does massive things for us to move up the charts and also get this podcast out to more ears, because I know the benefits it's been having on so many of you. And yeah, I'm so grateful for that. So please go like and subscribe. Leave us a little 5-star rating and a review over on Apple Podcasts would mean the world to me. And yeah, kick off or finish off this year in style. A massive thank you once again to our sponsors, Drink Arepa. Arepa is a brain function drink, and there's something that has really helped out my Christmas period. So over the last week, when we've had a Christmas lunch, I've had 3 Christmas lunches actually. I've also had a big cricket day and a big golf day. And the whole time, obviously, because I'm not drinking, I was just drinking the fizzy Arepa as a way to, yeah, feel like I was still included and also keep my brain performing well. So Arepa has a bunch of really positive ingredients in it. They have all natural ingredients, no caffeine, and it's a way to make your brain perform better. It has a New Zealand neuroberry, also a pine bark extract, and a bit of L-theanine in it. All these things make your brain perform better short term, but also help with your brain health long term. I've been getting so many messages actually that you legends who do listen to this podcast have been trying it and really enjoying it. So big thanks to you guys. And yeah, if you do want to try it, use the code GOODHUMAN and you get a big 25% off over on the website drinkarepa.com. It will be in the show notes. So please go check that out and support the legends who support this podcast. All right, this week, the 1% pod, I am going to read out a few of my favorite gratitudes. Christmas time, everybody's all pumped up. And yeah, I'm excited to read some of these gratitudes out for you. So first we have from group number 7, Carolina. Today I'm grateful for a beautiful day with family, celebrating life, eating delicious food and playing games and being present. Number 2, remembered how much effort goes into making and serving food for a bunch of people. So much love involved. And number 3, family dynamics. We all learn so much from it. Oh, thanks, Carol. Carol's my beautiful partner who's been with me over Christmas, and it's nice to read her gratitudes after she disappears and hides from me to write her gratitudes each night. So thanks, Carol. It's been nice being present with you for Christmas and my family. Next up, we have group number 2. We have Ash. Number 1, having some really great important chats about checking in on friends with an unexpected group of friends. Number 2, really fun catch up with my boyfriend's group of friends. And number 3, a lazy day off before going back to work. Oh, I love that, Ash. It's so nice to hear you having those important check-in chats. Sometimes we find it quite difficult to lean into those conversations. It can be hard. It's really hard to look into people's eyes, to really listen and give people space. And it sounds like you're doing a great job. So good on you, Ash. Next we have from group number 8, Ashley. Merry Christmas, everyone. Today I'm grateful for cuddles with my family, from my 7-month-old niece to my 79-year-old nan. Each individual one warmed my heart a little bit more. Number 2, wonderful spread of food, mostly sourced locally from our state, but also the right amount, so not a lot of leftovers that go to waste. Number 3, for leaving our dogs with the in-laws while we went to visit my family. And number 4, 2 king brown snakes within 2 hours around their house. I think our dogs would have wanted to play. Also grateful that I was inside behind the glass. I have a massive phobia of snakes and panic seeing them on TV. And then she said Merry Christmas once again to everyone. So good on you, Ashley. It's such a nice one. Just those cuddles with family. You never know how many more you're going to get with your grandparents and with, those small nieces and small cousins and small newborns that we have in our family sometimes. spending time with them in those real special moments of their life is, yeah, great. So good on you, Ashley. It's really nice gratitude. And the last one I'm going to read out today is from group number 5. We have Jekka. Number 1, a real shower, washing my hair and clean clothes after 4 days of camping. Number 2, learning how to scurf. And number 3, water skiing with my beautiful family over Christmas. It was an absolutely amazing weekend and I love my crazy extended family so much. So much to be grateful for this weekend. Oh, I love that, Jekka. You've been a member of this group for such a long time and it's so nice seeing you writing your gratitudes each and every single day. And yeah, it sounds like you had an awesome Christmas camping with family, going scurfing. That's something I do a lot behind the boat. And yeah, also water skiing. So shout out to you, Jekka. Big thanks to everyone who is in the 1% Good Club. It's so special watching people just giving 1% of their day to their mental health. Just 14 minutes. That's 10 minutes of meditation in the morning from the meditation I send. And then 4 minutes of gratitude each night. The gratitude's probably my favorite. And yeah, it's so nice seeing everybody write them in. If you do want to join, it's completely free. And all you have to do is send at the Good Human Factory on Instagram a direct message saying, I want to join the club. Yeah, give yourself a bit of space for your mental health heading into next year. It's a great positive place and would love to have you involved. All right, this week's topic, and I said I was going to talk about it last week, is goal setting. Goal setting going into 23 is something that, to be honest, I've done at stages over my life, but it's something that I really want to lean into a bit more next year, building a bit more structure and building a bit more planning into my life. Because although I did achieve a lot of things I wanted to this year, I think I left some skin on the bone and have a few things I want to tidy up. And I think setting some goals is going to be a good way to aim towards that next year. So a few of the goals that I wanted to chat to everyone on here about is my sort of health and well-being goals going into next year. I think something that I really lacked maybe this year was my fitness. I still feel like I'm moving around at a, I don't know, in a nice shape, body-wise looking, but I just think feeling-wise, knowing that I could be doing more has been kind of playing on my mind. So heading into next year, a big goal I'm going to set myself is to try and make sure I get outside for a minimum of 30 minutes of fitness each day, but at least 2 to 3 sessions in the gym a week. I just want to get back into that routine where I can, yeah, really start just feeling like I deserve to feel good. I think making sure that I get those little sessions in each day and then trying to get into the gym at least once or twice a week is something that I'm going to really set a goal to head towards next year. Also, making sure I try and get in the ocean for a couple surfs a week is a big one for me. Another one for me is I want to set some financial goals going into next year. I want to start looking at my finances as a thing to grow and something to try and set my life up. So heading into next year, and into the first few weeks of 2023, I'm going to be trying to sit down and do some budgeting, try and work out how much I need to save, how much I need to earn, and really have a bit of strategy heading into next year. So that's a big one. And then business-wise, I've got some things that I really want to tick off. This year, I spoke at 30 different schools and about 10 to 15 corporate groups, whereas heading into next year, my goal is to speak to 50 different schools and over 10,000 students, trying to raise that bar a little bit. Even 15,000 would be nice. And then I'd love to speak with at least 20 corporate groups and yeah, really grow out the Good Human Factory. Next year, I'm going to be bringing you plenty of podcasts. Goal is to really grow the numbers. This year, we did close to 270,000 downloads. I think 500,000, 500,000 is well and truly within reach next year. This podcast is growing week in, week out, and it's all thanks to you legends who are listening. So if you are enjoying it, help me out heading into next year. Share it with a friend. Tell someone about it, and yeah, let them know what you've been getting out of this podcast. I do have plenty more goals. I will continue to update you guys as I write them down over the next week. I'm going to be sitting down on New Year's Eve. Me and my partner have already said we're going to sit down with some paper and a diary and really map out these goals strategically. So I'll keep you updated on them. But let today be a bit of a push in the right direction of you right now sitting thinking, what are your goals for next year? What things do you want to achieve next year? What were some of the positives that you did this year? Where were some areas that you could improve? And then, yeah, what are some strategies to achieve those goals? It's all well and good to have these big goals, but it's also important to recognize that to achieve goals, we need to be doing daily things to be moving in the direction. So hopefully today's episode has inspired you to have a bit of a think. What goals are you going to take into 2023? What things do you want to tick off your bucket list? And also, how are you going to get there? Next Friday, or this Friday actually, sorry, episode is with a great guy by the name of Joel Pilgrim. Joel is the founder of a surf therapy charity called Waves of Wellness. So Joel's a psychologist who spent time doing with patients and then realized that a few of his patients were ex-surfers and thought, far out, I'd love to get these guys in the water. So he created his own way to get through to patients when it comes to mental health struggles and started taking them for surfing therapy sessions. It's now grown over to thousands of participants over the last 10 years. He's also got 25 staff working for the charity Waves of Wellness. It's a massive operation and he's really helping a lot of people. I was super inspired by this chat. We have a lot of similarities and I think are going to be very good friends moving forward. So check this little excerpt out from Joel Pilgrim.
So you're working with people that are very damaged, but a lot of the time people would say to me, how can you justify this? You're working with guys who have done some really heavy stuff. And my response is, well, they never had a chance. You know, from a very young age, one of the guys I was working with, I don't know how much we want to go into here, but his parents were drug dealers and they were struggling to stop him from crying and they fed him crystal meth from 3 months old. So anyone who's had that upbringing is never, ever going to have an equal shot at life. And so our job was to go in there and to give them that support to get those skills to be able to function at an everyday rate, which we often take for granted.
All right, that was Joel from Waves of Wellness. He'll be coming out this Friday. Do not miss it. Thanks to everyone who continues to tune in. As I said, this silly season has, been pretty hectic for me. Sorry about the late uploads of a few of the podcasts if you're tuning in straight away in the mornings. Also, if you are listening, thank you so much for tuning in. I know over this season, everybody's present with their family. So to find some time to listen to a podcast is, awesome. So thank you so much. As always, if you want to go pick up some merch, go to thegoodhumanfactory.com. We've got a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to be clearing a bunch of the shelves out to finish off this year. A whole rebrand and whole new look of Good Humans merch is going to be coming next year. So keep an eye out for that. Use the code podcast for a big 25% off all merch on thegoodhumanfactory.com. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. I love you all and I'll see you as the week goes on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.